Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. A wise heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool will do what? The fool will fall. Don't fret yourself over fools. I mean, you got to learn the word of God. People get all afraid of fools. You know, I used to be afraid of foolish people because there was a word that people used to use down here. They say messy folk. You ever heard that? People get messy. Foolish people, they got these big mouths, and you hang out with them. Before you know it, you're going to be stirred up in their junk. And you said, man, if you get a messy person around, your life is just miserable. So many foolish people. They don't want to walk by the word of God, that have negative mentalities. Mentalities that breed strife, contentment, just a mess. And I used to see messy people, and I used to get all nervous. And, oh, Lord, help us. We're in for it. But then we learned the word of God. It said, don't worry about the fool. The fool will fall. Fools fall. Wise receive commandments. How many of you are tired of falling? Some of you spiritually confession is, I've fallen, I can't get up. You haven't fallen to where you can't get up. You've fallen and won't get up. But it's not just enough to get up after you fall, but you have to figure out why you fell. A wise heart will receive commandments. You want to find a wise person, look at somebody that's listening to the word. The word is the most important thing you could ever grab in life. Get a hold of the word of God. The wise receive the commandment of God. We talked about the Dabar of God, the Rhema word of God, the Logos of God. But the wise have a hunger for the word of God. The wise. Now let's go on. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. You know, we talked about this morning, it seemeth good to me. Remember talking about it seemeth good to me? Well, this is a scripture that goes along with it seemeth good to me. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearketh unto counsel is wise. You can get all kind of crazy ideas like we talked about this morning. Everybody wants a direction for their life. But I tell you what, you better make sure your direction comes out of the word of God. Is in sync with what God wants to do with your life. Let's read that again. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And a fool is a person that does not govern his life by the word of God. They can come to church. There are a lot of people that come to church but don't hear the word of God. I mean, the word of God can be preached and laid out in front of them. They sit there and look at you in the face. You can tell they ain't getting nothing. You ever met people like that? Sit in the same service that you sat in. They sit up in that service and they don't hear the word. They can't understand. They just won't even grab a hold of the word. It's important that you grab a hold of the word of God, because the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. How many of you are going down a road, or how many of you are trying to accomplish some things and go? I mean, you just move it. Movers and shakers. Well, it's not enough to be a mover and a shaker. You got to be a mover and a shaker. It's shaking the tree that God told you to shake. That's moving the stuff that God told you to move. I mean, anybody can get out there and just make some noise, but you want to be effective to do what God told you to do. Do you know every day we have to check ourselves? We have to check ourselves to find out. Listen, because we can be foolish to work outside of the will of God. That's a foolish thing to work outside of the will of God, by wasting your time. But a wise man hears the counsel of God. But he that hearketh unto counsel is wise. Well, you counsel yourself with scripture. Well, if you believe that God is real and the Holy Ghost is real, that means you can come to church and that word will be preached and you can apply that word to what you're doing. How many have had the word, it's like you had your mind blown because you'd be dealing with something and all of a sudden you come to church and that word spoken, it handles you. I mean, just it's like somebody read your mail, you know, or somebody put a bug in your car and that word's kind of helped you out on a weekly basis to what you need. How many of you come to church and you just don't get anything? I tell you what, when you're in God, I don't care what's preached. If God loves you and God cares about you and you're in sync with what God wants to do, that no matter what word is preached, God will use it for your good and cause it to give you counsel in what you're dealing with. There is no situation that you should deal with when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, nothing whatsoever, that you shouldn't be able to go to church with an open heart and a right spirit. Say, I don't care what that man preaching on, there's something that's going to pertain to what I'm dealing with right now. I mean, all of you got different needs. Some of you got to face different things at week. But I tell you what, whatever is spoken, it should be counsel for and direction for your life. That's when the word becomes a living force in your life. And not just occupy, okay, we didn't sing the song, now it's time for that man to get up there and run his mouth, and we sit through that, then we all say hallelujah, shout, and run out the door. No, that word is meant to give you counsel in everything that you do. And I guarantee you, that word is the anointing of life for that week. That word, whatever is preached under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that is life for that week. And that's what will give you deliverance for the weeks to come. It says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 16, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. So everybody say the word folly. Well, folly is just repeated foolishness. Repeated foolishness. Stuff that don't profit anybody, doesn't profit you, but you still habitually doing it again and again and again. The roller coaster. That's what it's all about. Cycles of destruction. Cycles of destruction. Folly. Figure out where the folly is in your life. Things that God doesn't approve of in your life. Foolishness. There are a lot of people trying to do a good thing that's not a God thing and won't hang it up. Won't hang it up and have their lives filled with a bunch of folly. Listen. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 12 says this. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. I mean, it says you'd rather find a bear that's mad because somebody stole her cubs than somebody that's stuck in repeated foolishness. How can you discern repeated foolishness? Can you find what you're doing in the Word of God? Is there a reason? Is there a purpose for what you do? Why are you working where you work? Why do you live where you live? Is that where God wants you to go? It's repeated foolishness. You can have your will completely centered in. You can lay your life out to where it's completely centered in the will of God. Everywhere you move, you know what? It could be the will of God for you. It could be the will of God for you where you move different things. I always find my assignment. Nothing should happen to us by fate, ever. Nothing should ever happen to us by fate. We should live by faith. We should live by faith. I don't live by faith. I live by faith. There is a reason why I'm living where I'm living. God is trying to get something into me. God is trying to use me. He's trying to bring something out of my life. Every moment that I live, I'm not going to live in foolishness. I'm going to use everything I've got for the will and for the purpose of God. What's foolishness? Just sleeping? Live in different places? You got to figure out the habitation, the place where you live. There are a lot of people living in foolishness. What's foolishness? By just thinking you just plant yourself anywhere. You don't plant yourself anywhere. God directs your steps. Like you said, you had to move from San Antonio to Houston. Move to San Antonio to Houston. Why? God directing your steps. It's not foolishness. It's the plan and it's the purpose of God. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? It's just not the spiritual things, the big thing. It's every little thing that you do. There is a purpose for it. There's a call for it. Listen, you're born again. If God didn't want to use you, he'd take you home. But he's got you here on earth for a reason. So why would he waste you 40 hours a week on some job? You got to take the job that God has you working. He's got you working there for a reason. Something more than just a paycheck, especially when God says, listen, I'll supply every one of your needs. I'll supply every one of your needs. God is not your hobby. You work where you work because the anointing of God wants to use you. There's a purpose. There's a reason for everything you do. And you have to walk in the Spirit. But you won't be able to discern what the Spirit of God is trying to do in your life until you hear the Word of God. Many people say, well, tomorrow I'll do this and tomorrow I'll do that. I can't. How many want to do the ministry? I want to get into ministry right away. Well, you realize that you're already in the ministry. You're not living in foolishness. Whatever you do on a daily basis, when you hear the counsel of God and the Word of God, you'll find its purpose and its significance. Why would God waste your days? He doesn't waste your days. But foolish people you can't mess with. Don't mess with foolish people. What is a foolish person? A foolish person is just not a stupid person, even though that's what the word means. When you look it up in the original thing, a foolish man is just a stupid man. God's word is living force. It's power. The word of God is living, and the word is powerful. And you can climb in time. You can climb in the word of God. How many of you are living in the word of God? You can climb in the word of God. I went to church for years and never known that the word of God was living. It was just nice little intellectual things that could mess with your mind. But I never know that the word of God was living. That the word of God was living, and that you can climb in the word of God and protect yourself and live out on a daily basis. It says, he that begetteth a fool in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 21. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow. And a father of a fool hath no joy. Foolishness. Well, that could go with your family, but that can also go with ministries and churches. I tell you what, when we teach the word of God, we preach the word of God, we get people saved. Listen, it's not enough just to get people saved and on their way to heaven. You want to get them in the word of God. That's the problem with the church in America today. We got a whole bunch of foolish Christians running everywhere. They know just about enough that one day Jesus is going to crack the sky and we're all going to get out of here. They live any way they want to live along the way. Foolishness. But God wants people that know the Holy Ghost, that know the Holy Spirit, that know their destiny, that know their purpose, that can hear the word of God and live out the word of God. That we wouldn't have sorrow, that we would have joy, and joy more abundantly. As a ministry, as anybody, and as you disciple people, and as you teach people the word of God, listen, you will have sorrows if you raise Christian fools. How many of you have been to foolish churches where they just know enough to sing the worship songs, but they don't know what God's trying to do in their life? They're just existing day by day. They don't know that the word of God is meant for them, that they can take that word and live in that word and prosper and reign as kings. You know, a dangerous man is a man that doesn't know what God wants to do with him. He's just in the way. He doesn't know his assignment. He doesn't know his purpose. Foolish people make a mess. We don't want to beget fools. As a pastor, I don't want to beget foolish people. Nor do you. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. How many want some joy and some peace? I tell you what, how many parents do we have here? This is a word from the Holy Ghost. You're a parent? Listen. The majority of the sorrow that people experience over their children, with their children, you know, you got these foolish kids that in jail one moment out, you know, a whole bunch of mess. The reason for that foolishness is because they never learned who they were in God. They never learned how to hear the Holy Ghost. So they just go wandering about making a mess. If you got a foolish child, let them know that there's a destiny. They need the word of God. They need the living word of God that will arrest them and give them a destiny, give them a purpose. And you'll have joy and you'll have peace. And if you don't let your kids experience who God is and know that there is, that they have to live in the word of God, that God wants to do something with them on a weekly basis, you will have sorrow and you will have no joy. We're still going to talk about it anyhow. As you got these boys here, let me tell you one. You know, foolishness doesn't mean a foolish person. The wisdom of the world is different than the wisdom of God. It's not enough to let your kids just go to school and get A's and B's. That's not enough. That's not enough. There are a lot of kids that get A's and B's in school, but still foolish. You know, if you don't want sorrow in your life, make sure your children know their destiny and make sure they have a hunger for the word of God and a love for the word of God. That way you won't have sorrow in the latter end, but you'll have joy. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 9. You got to have a want to. And that's a miracle. People got to want to know the word of God. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 9, and this is what I've experienced as a pastor right here. Speak not in the ears of the fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. What does that mean? Speak not in the ears of a fool. Don't even waste your time with people that don't want to walk in the Spirit. If they don't want to walk according to the word of God, if they're not looking to get in this thing and stay in this thing, don't even waste your breath. You can't pastor people that don't want to walk beside the still and pleasant waters. It goes in one ear and out the other ear. You get frustrated and they stab you in the back. Leave them alone. When I find people that don't want to walk after God, you know what? I'm not going to stress myself about that. And I'm not going to waste my time with it. And nor should you. When you see people that they don't want to hear God's word, they don't want to hear the things of God, they don't want to submit to Scripture, leave them alone. Wait until they're hungry for more of God. Wait until they're ready. Wait until they realize that the word of God is living, and then you can plant that seed. Isn't it great when it does turn around? You've had somebody turn around the last couple weeks, and when God does something, I mean, they just can't get enough of the word. That when they're ready for it, things will happen. And you pray. Brother Hagin says you pray that Ephesians prayer. They're enlightened, that they would be enlightened by the word of God, that they'd be ready. Thank God for a church that's ready. Some of you people, you know, we can't do anything. You just don't want people to show up in church, but you want people to show up in church ready and hungry to hear the word of God and do something about it. Amen. Speak not in the ears of a fool. Don't even speak in the ears of a fool. He will despise thy wisdom, the wisdom of thy words. I've been despised before. Jesus was despised. He preached to the Pharisees. They were religious people. They weren't looking to do the word of God. They weren't looking to do the will of God. But he speaks to them. He preached to them. And what did they do? They despised what he said. Look for the hungry and feed the hungry. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 4. Answer not a fool. Don't answer a fool. Answer not a fool according to his folly. There are some people that are off in some messes. Don't even go there. They're going to fall anyhow. Why get all involved with it? Don't even play the game. Just give them some space. Just don't even answer a fool according to his folly. When you find people that don't want to live in the word of God, there are people that want to live religiously, but they don't want to live according to the word of God. I found myself so much peace by freeing myself from trying to do things that the Holy Ghost wouldn't even do. You know, the Holy Ghost won't even force people to learn some things. When people go in a direction so long, not even the Holy Ghost will mess with them. He'll turn them over to their own way. So if God himself is not going to try to work somebody over in that way, why are you going to try to work somebody over in that way? Pray for him. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like him. How many of you want to be like foolish people? How many of you want to be like a foolish person? You can't save anybody that doesn't want to be saved. You're not the Holy Ghost. You're just a light. You live right. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you become like him. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 5, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 6. Everybody say the word fool. What is a fool? A fool is a person that wants to live outside of the word. You catch fools that go in ministry. Some of you that have been in churches for a while. God's speaking one thing, they're saying another thing. Teaching on the word's going one way, they're going to go another way. They have some other big revelation. Amen. We don't need to hear all this. They're fools. And they want to take the whole city. Well, this says something about we want to reach our community for Jesus Christ, right? Well, I tell you what, I ain't ordaining or sending nobody nowhere. That this scripture right here speaks this out. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. You can't send people out there to do the will of God, people that don't want to hear the word. You're not supposed to send people out to do any kind of work for God that don't have a hunger for the word of God. Do you see that right there? It said, don't even send a fool. You'll get yourself in trouble. You'll get ministries in trouble. People, you know, that you just can't send everybody. Send somebody that has heard the word. Amen. Send someone that's heard the word and they'll make a difference. You know, you get so many people that get so spiritual, they get so anointed, they can't take to hear anybody else preach. They can't take to hear anybody else teach. All they're thinking about is what they got to do. My ministry. My ministry. My stuff. When they going to send me out there to tear it up? Do you think you're going to send a fool out there to do something for God? They'll do some destruction. I tell you, the ones that need to go out and do the works of the ministry are the ones that you nearly have to break them from the Word of God. They'd rather be in there sitting there hearing the Word of God and doing it. That's the one that can go out and make a difference. Don't send a fool. Send those that are hungry for the Word of God to do what God wants to do. Thank God we got hungry people. I mean, I can see people get some stuff done the right word at the right season, and God will use them. Now listen, we talked about this morning. Y'all remember the message this morning about the thing seemeth good to him? We talked about something that looks good, but when you get it down on the inside, it makes you sick. Now I want you to think about that chicken again. Now the chicken's then gone in and come back out again. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11. As a dog returneth to his vomit. Y'all remember that chicken that they ate that had salmonella that made them sick? And then we talk about repeated cycles of foolishness. When someone repeats something, they don't eat fresh chicken again. A lot of times when people are stuck in stuff, we feel so sorry for people because they're in the same old thing again. And we think that the devil's going to trick them with another piece of salmonella chicken. There are some people, anybody ever seen crack addicts? That's when you get crack addicts that get so strung out, you know, and they're still doing drugs even though they didn't see what it does to them. They can look at themselves in the mirror, but yet they're still taking it. They're not taking it fresh anymore. This is a dog that's returning to vomit. Fool. 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 As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Isn't that amazing? Get rid of the chicken. And some people aren't even dealing with chickens anymore. As a dog returns to his vomit, so will a fool return to his folly. You'll do it again until you become wise. So the problem is not what you're doing. What you're doing necessarily doesn't make you. You know, what you're doing, people think that foolish action is what qualifies them as a fool. No, that's where people miss it. Now, the dumb things that people do are the fruit of foolishness. So there's fruit of foolishness. Amen. Foolishness, you got to look at foolishness like this. Anything that you do outside of the Word, anything you do where the Holy Spirit is not governing you and leading you to do that thing, guess what? Ultimately, it's foolishness. It's foolishness. So you don't want to be the dog that returns to vomit. If you live a life of foolishness, you'll be eating vomit. You'll be eating stuff that you'd thrown up a long time ago. There you go, doing it again, living it again. We don't want to hear this stuff. If it's in the Word of God, we can teach it. We want people to talk to us about nice things and pat us on the back while we still stay in our mess. God wants to get us out of our mess so we can get on to something else. We heard what the Holy Spirit said. He just wants you blessed. God doesn't want you to return into things that you've thrown up a long time ago. Stuff that you've given up. Stuff that made you sick years ago, weeks ago. He doesn't want you to return to that. But you will return. You will repeat that negative cycle. You will get right back in that mess until you fix the problem of your foolishness. I tell you, the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, I had a powerful man of God minister to me one day. I was in Columbia, Maryland, and I was working on this house with a friend of mine. We were laying this house out, and I was going to church every Sunday doing things. And all of a sudden, this powerful man of God turned around and looked at me. And that powerful man of God was about 3 years old. God used a three-year-old. And that three-year-old looked at Brother Rod, and he said, "Fool." And it was real bizarre. I looked at that little boy, and the little boy looked at me again and said, "Fool." You know what? And the little boy's dad poked him and said, "Stop that. Stop saying that." And the little boy said it again, "Fool." But can I tell you what? That little boy had a revelation from the Holy Ghost. That thing messed with me so bad, I went home and I said, "Little boy called me a fool." You know, and I could have got offended by it. You know, I could have got all messed up and bent out of shape about it. But thank God, hallelujah. I am serious, y'all. That was the turning point in my life. You know what? because I just went to church. I went to good old church. And the only word I got is what I heard the man talk about and what I could remember. But I figured out, I got into the Bible. I cracked my Bible open. You know, I cracked my Bible open because I wanted to find out what this fool is. Why is this little boy called me this fool? You know, his dad was telling him to shut up, but I cracked my Bible open and looked in the Bible, and I read all the foolish scripture. Every time it said something about a fool, I read it. And you know what I said? Yep, that's me. That's me. Oh, help me, Lord. See, people don't want the Word of God to confront them with their stuff. They think they got it all together. But I tell you what, it changed my life. You know, thank God something I figured out what the problem was. I was a fool. And I figured out what the ways, what foolish people do. And what I had to do was get the wisdom of God. And I could only get the wisdom of God by reading the Word of God. And from that moment on, I cherished the Word of God because I didn't want to be what the little boy had discerned I was. And I picked up the Word of God, and it chased some habitual. Thank you, Jesus. I had friends and I had relatives that are still stuck in their foolishness, but the Word of God set me free. But nobody else wants to be telling about that stuff. You know what? You need a friend every once in a while. They say, you better drop that folly and get out of that foolishness and get into the wisdom of God and get on and get something accomplished. The Word of God will deliver you from your foolishness. Whole scripture, a whole book dealing with wisdom and foolishness, but it can't apply to anybody in America. We want anybody to tell us how smart we are. How many want to have a spiritual turnaround? Stop thinking you're so smart all the time. Humble yourself before God. Why don't you do a little study, do a little checklist, a little personal evaluation. And you read what the Bible says about wise people. And every time you got one of those little habits, one of those little characteristics, you check it off. And then you get a little foolishness thing. And you read the book of Proverbs. Every time it says this about a fool, you check that off. And guess what? You take that little test, you'll find out what you are. But you don't have to stay that way. You know that little boy is the result of many of the blessings that we get here in Nations Church. Many of the good words that are sown here in Nations Church is a result of a little boy. Little three-year-old little boy. Nobody had to prophesy to me. The little boy told me, you fool. Thank God that we are able to hear God. You know, we weren't looking for somebody to pump our ego. I needed some help, and I got the help. And thank God I haven't returned to vomit. Thank you, Jesus. It'll change your income bracket. It'll make a difference in your life. If you're stuck in a rut or you're stuck in a cycle, allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you and to bring you out. Any foolish people in here want to be delivered? Any foolish people in here want to be delivered? Did this minister to anybody? You want to break the cycle? Figure out what it is. Get into the Word of God. It works. You have no idea how the Word of God works. It's a whole new dimension. It's a whole new dimension. Live in the Word. Walk in the Word. Walk in the Word. Live in the Word. Abide in the Word. It'll pay your bills. It'll heal you when you're sick. In His Word, we meditate day and night. Now close your eyes and pray.